This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 90% of avocados in the U.S. are imported from Mexico. Each year, the U.S. brings in 2 billion pounds of them. 20 years ago, it was just 55 million. Many pass through Laredo, Texas. But moving avocados from the farms of Michoacán to the supermarkets of the Midwest and beyond has to be done cold. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has more on this specialized refrigerated supply chain that is expanding rapidly.
It's 42 degrees inside this nearly 300,000 square foot Mission Produce distribution facility in Laredo, Texas. From here, pallets stocked with millions of avocados from Michoacán and Jalisco will make their way to distribution centers across the U.S.
So this is our bagging operation. This is where we bag product.
Mission Produce Director of Operations Frank Briseño shows me a machine that pops 4 avocados into green netted bags like the ones you'd see in the supermarket. This new cold storage facility is the hub for Mission Produce.
Everything that goes to our other distribution centers that comes from Mexico basically flows through here.
Which is why the company invested $50 million to build this cold storage facility, which opened 2 years ago.
If at any point in the supply chain, the cold chain is broken, then that shelf life of that fruit is diminished greatly. From the point that we harvest to when we deliver it to our packing houses, it's under cold storage.
To do that, they use a lot of insulation and these shiny silver machines on the ceiling.
It is just a giant AC unit on steroids.
Food service and medical supply companies today are hungry for cold chain storage facilities like this, says Brian Day, an analyst with logistics group Gartner.
North America cold chain market is looking at roughly like a 15 to 16% growth rate.
Texas currently makes up about half of new cold chain storage construction in the U.S. At the Port of Laredo, known mostly for moving industrial products, Port Director Alberto Flores says lately he's seen more produce coming through.
For the longest time, we were between 6 and 7% of our entire cargo was agriculture. Now it's closer to 10.
And the port has invested in the cold chain, too. It opened a new refrigerated inspection facility outside one of its border bridges earlier this year. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.